Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and today I'm pleased to be joined by Stewart Cottage Food Pantry Director Vi Jones. Vi, thanks so much for joining me today.
You're welcome.
All right, so obviously the fall's coming around, which means we take a closer look at it's harvest time, and we take a closer look at food in our area, and what better way than to talk about the food pantry going on every Wednesday from 1:30 to 5. So if you need it, take advantage of it. And Vi, you've been, we talked a little bit before this interview, and you're always in need of volunteers or people to drop by food. What's the best way for them to reach you or for them to be able to help out in any way they can?
They can call me at 523-1350. And if they want to volunteer, the only requirements are that we don't share any information and they can't be a client that comes here. Clients can come as long as they bring a verification like a utility bill, recent utility bill in their name, and they are in West Central Valley School District.
This is a relatively new building for you guys. It used to be actually in my building. Now you got kind of your own space a little bit. How has that changed the way you do things here? And has that been beneficial for you guys here?
It's a lot more convenient because we don't have to go into all the different rooms, and actually it's the same amount of space, but it looks bigger because everything's in one room. So
perfect. And how many volunteers do you have here right now?
Probably about 6 or 8.
Okay, that's pretty good. And we got a fundraiser coming up to kind of help you guys out. The Stewart Vendor Blender that's going to be at All Saints Catholic Church on Saturday. How long have you guys been doing that? And what do you usually use the funds for? Is it for food or is it for general improvements? Or what do you use that for?
We use it for food. I mean, all cash that we receive, we buy groceries with it. So,
how long have you been in doing this type of volunteer outreach? And what's the best thing about it? What's the most fulfilling thing about it for you?
Well, we started in April of 2009. It is a chance to be able to provide food for those in need, or sometimes they're just short of food because of job, you know, might have lost their job or something. So we're just there to help the needy.
Is there one food item that you constantly see that's in shortage and maybe you need the most help on, whether it's a non-perishable item or a perishable item or any type of produce or anything like that? What's the one thing that you're always kind of short on and you always could use more of?
Ketchup. Cream of mushroom soup, cream of chicken soup, chicken noodle soup. We're always in need of frozen meat, and I got a list here. Boxed potatoes, those are like those scalloped potatoes or instant potatoes. Spaghetti, we need that all the time. Egg noodles, and toothpaste and paper towels. Those things we are buying all the time.
And I know we may have covered this a little bit, but if a school organization or a volunteer group, a church group, anything like that, they want to put together their own drive, are there any stipulations, any requirements that need to be made for the food, or how is that best to be coordinated with your office here?
Well, they can do it however they want to, but we cannot accept out-of-date foods or home canned foods. Otherwise, we accept anything they want to bring us.
And I know you guys are associated with the Iowa Food Bank. What do you have any plans? Maybe if let's say the vendor blender or fundraisers like that, or someone wants to make a donation to maybe do more things here. Are there any other ideas like clothes or gently used toys or books or anything like that? Maybe is that maybe in the future, or you guys just want to stick solely on food?
We don't have room in this building for clothing and toys and stuff. We used to accept that when we first started, but we just don't have room for it. So we just do mainly food, and if people want to donate personal care items or dish soap or shampoo or laundry soap, you know, paper towels, whatever, we would gladly accept them. So, and any organization can call and we'll open up for them to bring it here for us.
Perfect. So that's a challenge for all philanthropic means out there. Maybe in the future, maybe you guys get a nice big building so you can help out those in need. It's always always a need here. And Vi, anything else you want to mention to the community? Maybe mention that that number one more time so that people know how to contact you if they want to set something up, or and the hours just in case they want to drop off food.
My number is 515-523-1350, and we ask that people do not drop off donations outside the door because we're not always here, and we've come before and they've been rained on. So they can always call me and I'll meet them up here, or bring it on Wednesday because we just don't want it sitting outside, you know. So
there you go, Guthrie County residents. If you've always wanted to help out, there's a lot of different means to do that, whether it's food, whether it's your time, or whether it's donations to maybe put a mobile food drop box out there sometime, or a bigger building for clothes and gently used items that could go for those in need. Vi, thanks so much for joining me today.
You're welcome.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.